Lightning 100, brand new Republican hair. It's called Duck a Bomb. And if you have an iPhone, I think you know exactly what's going on. We've got Luke from Republican Hair live in the 1RPM studio. Man, it sounds incredible. I know it's not the first time you've heard a song of yours on air, but does it change it a little bit in your own mind when you do?
It changes everything, Adam. I get just a jolt of adrenaline rushes through my veins every time I hear a song on the radio. And I thank you for that.
Hey, man, I like playing your stuff on the radio. Do you remember Jolt Cola? Speaking of Jolt?
I have three cases left from 1992 of Jolt that's finally running out. So I don't know if somebody wants to reamp the Jolt.
Rebrand
the Jolt.
I want to call it re-amp because Nashville producers will know exactly what you're talking about. Only on this station can we talk about those things. The Jolt Cola stuff, man. It does seem like maybe you drink a ton of it before you play a live gig.
I have a specific... I guess it's more of a procedure of elixirs that go into my day. And on show day, there's a special elixir that I take on show day.
I'm assuming this is like... It's not publicly available. Can we get it at the merch table at Live on the Green?
Only if you know certain tribes in the Peruvian rainforest. This is where I get the stuff, but it's not available. You have to make special trips.
All right, fair enough, man. So playing live gigs, you're going to be playing Lightning 100's Live on the Green. That is Friday, August the 31st. Incredible lineup. Do you feel like sort of seeing other bands play around town, does that raise the level of your own performance?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is a great town. There's all manner of talent here that, I don't know, you go out and see it and let it inspire you. Let a flower inspire you.
Speaking of, do you take inspiration for writing songs from other mediums? So like visual art, film?
I get most of my inspiration from Instagram, I would say. Half of my songs come from Instagram, so up your game, everyone, and you might end up in a song.
Oh, man, I posted a picture of myself from 1999, so if there's a new Republican hair song called Nerd Alert, then I'll know what's up.
Well, it's not Nerd Alert, but there already is one, Adam. You just have to figure out which one it is.
Oh, there is! Oh, man, I'm going to be searching through the catalog a little bit here. I know it's not the Prince, I know it's not the Duke, but hopefully I'm somewhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, we're going to play Blow Your Hair Back next, which I'm super stoked about. This one, it felt like had kind of less guitar. When you started working with things that are more like beat and synth and bass driven, did it feel very different than working on guitar? I like to put the tough questions to you, Luke.
Yeah. It all just feels like music to me, and every once in a while I'm wondering if our people will like it if we break out the 808s, and then they start clapping and cheering, and so I assume that they like it.
That's a safe assumption.
We just let the guitar players go to the bathroom or whatever, and or hold up a sign or do confetti or something like
that. Yeah, I saw you had a sign, and I couldn't tell. This was on Instagram, your favorite source of inspo.
Yes.
It was a sign. You were holding it up, had your guys' logo, the actual Republican hair, very Reagan-esque, I feel like, saying applause above it. I thought maybe a fan brought that and you took it, but no, that's from in-house. Is that right?
I feel like everyone needs a little direction in life. And so I was providing it, and you try to distill your message to one word, really. I mean, I'm trying to get down to one word songs. Eventually.
Man, do you have any working titles for a one word song? We could review them live on air.
Jaywalking started as a one-word song, but then ended up with more words and verses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which is literally my main issue with it, is all the different words and all the verses.
It gets confusing.
It's just so much to keep a handle of. But man, we gotta spin this one, Blow Your Hair Back. I love this tune so much. When you're going to write a song, do you have a vision of what maybe it will be like at the end, or is it total blank slate?
It's absolute vision.
It is vision.
Yeah, this was the sound of getting an eco blower blown in your face at full blast.
Really? Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah. We're going to get to all feel that sensation right now and also on Friday, August the 31st. Not the 41st, that would mean we're late. Yeah. Do not miss Republican Hair out at Lightning 100's Live on the Green. Here they are with Blow Your Hair Back on Lightning in the Morning.